Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, a show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akilo Yojo, welcoming you to the show. As they say in Tswana, spoken in Botswana, le amangetswe. Did I say that right? Okay. Welcome to, did I mess it up? Or can you get?
Do you want to just go?
Okay, let me say as they say.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, sorry about that. I got too excited. As they say in Tswana, spoken in Botswana, le amangetswe. Welcome to African Perspectives, our precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. It's a wonderful delight to be with you again for our weekly gathering and celebration of Africans and the African continent. It is our third show in the month of August, and we are right in the middle of the back-to-school season. We sincerely hope that we're all enjoying the summer season with all the outdoor activities available in our area. We also hope that you've enjoyed our conversation last week with Drake Sempija from Uganda and Rhoda Elizabeth King from Liberia. They were our fifth set of guests from the 2019 UGA Mandela Washington Fellowship Civic Engagement Institute, which ended late July. It was a great opportunity for us to meet the two fellows and to get to know more about their two nations. Today, we continue with that mission of having most of the Mandela Fellows on our show as we meet two fellows from Angola and Botswana. For now, let us begin today's show with the music of Nigeria's Fatai Rolling Dollar with Awure Banza to open up our second show in the month of August. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back to African Perspectives, coming to you from Athens Classic Station, WUGA. We continue to move along with the warm summer weather in Athens, Georgia. For many of our listeners associated with the school system, it is already back to school. Once again, we wish the students and staff in the school system a happy and productive school year ahead. We especially send our regards to the UGA faculty, staff, and students as they begin second week of classes. For us on African Perspectives, we're still spending the season to remember and share our conversation with fellows participating in the 2019 UGA Mandela Washington Fellowship Civic Engagement. The institute that recently ended here at UGA was a collaboration between the JW Fanny Institute for Leadership Development, the African Studies Institute, and the UGA Office of Global Engagement. The Institute featured 25 African civic engagement leaders from 20 different African countries. The 2019 fellows represented the diversity of Africa. They were selected from a pool of more than 38,000 applicants. These were leaders in agriculture, business, civil society, education, public service, and other fields. On our part, we are featuring this Leadership Institute as we bring you two fellows per week. Each week for the last 6 weeks, we've been bringing you two fellows on the show, and we'll continue to do this until the end of the month. In case you've missed all the opportunities that existed to spend time with these fellows, we're hoping that you get to meet at least 14 of the 25 leaders. It promises to continue to be an exciting time on the show. Here is Mozambique's Mazukos with Ntolilo from the 2000 World Music Network collection, African Street Party. Enjoy. Thank you. Of Mozambique's Masukos today on the show. The Mandela Washington Fellows, who are between the ages of 25 and 35, have established records of accomplishment in promoting innovation and positive impact in their organizations, their institutions, communities, and countries. We have another two of these fellows as guests with us on today's show. Our guests are two fellows who were part of a six-week institute. We will begin our conversation in Angola, the southern African nation whose varied terrain encompasses tropical Atlantic beaches, a complex system of rivers, and a sub-Saharan desert that extends across the border into Namibia. We will then move further southward into Botswana, a landlocked southern African country defined by the Kalahari Desert and the Okavango Delta. We will be meeting and conversing with our first guest, and then we'll take a music break, and then we will come back, we will converse with our second guest. So, dear listeners, I now invite you to please join me in welcoming our first guest for today's show from Angola, Benedito Katumbela, a member of the 2019 cohort of the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders to the United States. Welcome to the show, Benedito.
Thank you so much.
Benedito Katumbela has worked as a teacher of English and as a monitor in some educational centers around this community, as well as a member of and volunteer of an association. He created the Education Center so that people who are struggling at schools, in terms of English subject could see their problems solved by attending this center. He has been doing this since 2015, but now he's working with an association which deals with the publication of books and the promotion of culture. The association delivers seminars at schools, and Benedito volunteers within this association because it's non-profit. Benedito, I have just introduced you,
okay. But
we have a very interesting tradition on our show. We'd like you to add to that introduction, maybe other things that you would like our listeners to know about you.
Oh, all right. I think that was the great
introduction
right. That I could have. It's almost what the things that I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So are you a family man? Or do you like sports? Because we always feel like, apart from the official, mm-hmm. there's some other things that people don't know about you.
I would like to be a player.
Okay.
Maybe a basketball player or football player, but okay. Unfortunately, I don't play
but you,
at all.
But that means you like sports.
Yeah, I like to watch football match.
Okay.
Sometimes with basketball match.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. Because
yeah.
I want our listeners to know that you're not just the civic work. You're also doing your downtime. Yeah. You like sports.
I sometimes dance.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I play guitar.
Oh, see, there's more to you.
Yeah.
You are like a loaded person. But tell us, for our listeners, we don't talk a lot about Angola.
Mm-hmm.
We hear about Angola, but we hardly talk about Angola. So could you share some information to help our listeners know your country better?
All right. In my country,
mm-hmm.
you can find a lot of things.
Okay.
You can find resources, mineral right. resources.
Okay.
You can find people who are interesting
mm-hmm.
In doing a lot of stuff.
Right.
They like to study. People like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And business is also a good place for business.
Okay.
Because we miss a lot of things.
Okay.
And it's a country with 18 provinces.
Okay.
We'll consider that 18 states.
States.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the population is now over 6 billion.
No, 60 million.
Yes,
right.
60 million.
Right.
We are lots. And it's a good country. I can consider.
Yeah.
There is no more.
Right.
There are no things that I could say that can.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're right with the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
You go
from
beaches on
mm-hmm.
one side
yeah.
to the others where we have a desert.
Mm-hmm. So we also have good waterfalls.
Right.
Yeah, one of them. It's considered one of the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the complex system of rivers that Angola mm-hmm. has, definitely waterfalls are to be expected. So I still regret not visiting your country,
and
I look forward to coming there.
You have to.
All right.
You have to.
But given that we know where you're from, a little bit about Angola, can you tell us a little bit about your own civic engagement?
My civic engagement started in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
That time I was a high school student. I decided to create, as you said, create
right.
an English center.
Okay.
Where students, I mean, high school students and also elementary school schools.
Okay.
Have access to English
okay.
lessons.
Okay.
Because I was seeing like all the students at schools,
mm-hmm.
they were saying that my teacher is good, but yeah. I cannot understand anything in English.
Okay.
So my grades are always low, below the average.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, please, if you want to join me,
mm-hmm.
you can come join me in my English center there.
Okay.
And they just like, they were coming.
All right.
I remember the first time I had more than 100 students.
Okay.
That was good for me because I like, that was a profit work that I was doing,
okay.
but sometimes I was like dealing myself into
okay.
civic engagement because
okay.
I was dealing with a lot of people.
Okay.
And was nice for me.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot
okay.
with that. And when I started my college
okay.
In 2017
mm-hmm.
in another state, another province, I decided to join the association,
okay.
Which is, I can say that ALCA,
all right.
which stands for Literature and Cultural Association in
okay.
Angola.
Okay.
This association was founded in the belief that culture
mm-hmm.
and literacy
right.
could be joined together
right.
and make the world be known by poetry,
okay.
dance,
mm-hmm.
music,
mm-hmm.
And also in literacy, we don't deal also with the books, like selling books or promoting books from publication houses or editor houses, but also seminars.
Okay.
You know, we go to a school, we find out the school, and then we go to that school, we teach them how to have a good academic performance.
Okay.
And we also teach, if we go to women, to girls, we teach them how to prevent earlier pregnancy.
Okay.
And, you know, we teach a lot of stuff.
Subjects, right.
Subjects. Mm-hmm. And because the association is not only doesn't gather only people who understand literacy and culture.
Right.
Deals with a lot of subjects that each one is expert in one area, and one of this responsibility.
Basically, the association that you work with, the civic engagement is very expansive.
Yeah.
So you deal with not only language and culture, but all the social issues.
Yes, yes.
With girls, ensuring that they stay in school, and even with boys.
Yeah.
And so there's also youth empowerment.
Yeah, there is also youth empowerment, of course.
So, but I know as part of your work, you're also concerned about orphans.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about that work?
I remember in 2010, I was not an orphan.
Okay.
But I was like, vulnerable.
All right.
My father and my mother were facing some kind of problems that I cannot tell here.
Okay.
But it's like
economic challenges. Okay.
My father, my parents were living one side, and I was living the other side, and I was like teenager that time.
All right.
And I saw myself like selling things that for supporting myself.
Okay.
And then later on, in 2019,
right.
It's last year, I was invited by a Nigerian guy to join his organization, which is called December to Remember.
Okay.
This December to Remember started in 2017 in Nigeria.
Okay.
Then last year, the founder or the CEO of this organization decided to expand all over Africa.
I mean,
all to all African countries.
Okay.
Then I decided to join and to be the coordinator of the organization in my country.
Okay.
And from that moment on, I decided to deal more with children.
Okay.
Most importantly, those children who are orphans and also vulnerable, they cannot access normal social services, like education, healthcare. And it's very difficult when you find a little girl or a little boy without nothing to eat, like nothing to drink. Mm-hmm. No, they don't have clothes to wear.
Living on the street.
Most of them, they live in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Because for vulnerable, they face some kind of domestic challenge in their houses with their parents.
A domestic abuse and maybe even sexual abuse.
Indeed. All so right. they decide to leave the house of their parents to live in the street because in the street they find themselves like they are good because they can find people with the same age.
All right.
And they decide to like create an idea to ask and beg for money to buy something to eat, something to drink.
So you're working with that population, and what are some of the things that you're doing with them?
I allocate, first of all, I assign an orphanage so that they can be there.
All right.
For some who are under 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
For others, sometimes we teach them.
Okay.
So this is not what you are supposed to do.
All right.
This is not what you are.
The right from wrong. Right.
Right.
Okay.
We change their mindsets. Okay. Like their thoughts. We first of all we outreach them.
Okay.
Right. We assign them to an orphanage.
Okay.
We give them support.
That's good.
Like food, clothes.
All right.
And shoes sometimes.
Okay.
And we teach them how to be a very good man.
Okay.
In their adult.
So you're securing them now, but you're also preparing for their future.
This is their work.
So with this kind of work, where do you see it going?
I believe in 5 years' time, we're going to reduce the number.
Okay.
We are going to really reduce the number of orphans and vulnerable children in the community.
On the street.
And also, these children are going to be the future of the community, the community.
That's good.
Not only because they were trained or because they received some kind of knowledge in how to be a very good man,
mm-hmm.
but also because they are what they want to be. I mean, I want to make sure they are what they want to be.
Okay.
Right. So if they want to be a teacher,
right,
they have to be a teacher.
They can achieve their dreams.
Indeed.
And be socially responsible.
Yes, yes, yes. They have to achieve their dreams. They have to be responsible.
I am very, very jealous.
Thank you.
You're doing fantastic work.
Thank you.
You're really, really making an impact.
Yeah.
And I wish you all the best.
Okay.
And I have to ask you before we go, what would you say are two qualities that makes a leader?
A persistence.
Okay.
And one of the, yeah, just persistence. Let me expand on it.
Okay.
Why persistence? Because I remember when I first created my project,
mm-hmm.
I was denied.
Okay.
By some governmental
organizations. Right.
And I was about to go to jail because of this,
the
project that I created.
Okay.
And I have to stop. I don't have to go further.
Okay.
But there were some people who came, they say, no, you don't have to stop.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And I persisted.
Okay.
Till the...
It came through.
Came through.
Okay.
And that was very good for me.
All right.
And also... If we see all the leaders in the world now,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the best leaders in the world,
mm-hmm.
they have failures.
Yeah.
No, but they didn't stop.
They kept going. Mm-hmm.
And if you keep going in something what you want really to do,
right.
then you are going to accomplish that.
Okay.
And that's what I think persistence is all about.
Okay.
And the other thing is like to be really realistic in what you do.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be realistic, it's like, you have to be
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Right.
You have to give yourself up on what you want to do.
Right.
So that if you be realistic,
mm-hmm.
you're going to know what to say, how to say,
mm-hmm.
when to say something.
Right.
Right. Because if you are just like fake person,
mm-hmm.
You want to pretend to be someone, but you are not that person.
Okay.
You are going to fail.
Okay. People will see through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's, I think, persistence
mm-hmm.
and realistic.
Okay. Which I think for you, realistic, it also includes setting achievable goals.
Yes.
Not overreaching.
Yes.
But I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
I mean, we're almost out of time, but I got to give you a chance to say one word or two about Athens, Georgia.
Oh, calm.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Okay.
Amazing place to be.
Okay.
I would like to live here.
Okay. And we would like to have you here.
Okay.
So there's no knowing it, but I know that you still want to keep doing the work you're doing in Angola.
I will.
But we hope that you come back and visit.
I will.
It's been a pleasure having you as a guest.
Thank you so much.
Dear listeners, that was Benedito Katumbela. We thank him for being a guest on African Perspectives. For your listening pleasure, here is your compatriot, Bonga, with Incardido, for your listening pleasure.
Incardido.
Incardido.
Enjoy. You can play that song. That's one of my favorites. The best one.
Enjoy.
Marimba na mulembera, no meio do teu quintal. Depois chicama na estera que é preciso repousar. Manguela com atenção, que o ruca pode parar. Se entra na escuridão, tem um mucuto é que vai pagar. Yeah. Procura estudar na escola, mistura com a visão. Aprenda a jogar a bola e vai embora, capitão. Quem é que ouve essa banda? Também está encaldido. O povo está em demanda nesse clima combalido. É. Miúdo, quem te encaldiu? Miúdo, quem te esqueceu? Na túbia da situação, há muitas pernas ao léu. Miúdo, quem te encaldiu? Miúdo, quem te esqueceu? Na túbia da situação, há muitas pernas ao léu. Marimba
na mulembera. No meio do teu quintal, depois de cama na estela, que é preciso repousar. Magoela com atenção, que o ruca pode parar. Se entra na escuridão, tem um cuté que vai pagar, Procura estudar na escola, mistura com a visão. Aprende a jogar a bola e vai embora, capitão. Quem é que ouve essa banda? Também está encardido. O povo está em debanda nesse clima convalido. Miúdo quem te encaldiu, miúda quem te esqueceu. Na dúvida da situação, há muitas pernas ao léu. Miúdo quem te encaldiu, miúda quem te esqueceu. Na dúvida da situação, há muitas pernas ao léu.
The music of Angola's Bonga today, as we round up our conversation with our first guest on the show. Let us now move further southward into Botswana, a landlocked southern African country that is defined by the Kalahari Desert and the Okavango Delta. Please join me in welcoming our second guest from Botswana, Tiragalo Josephine Masibi, another member of the 2019 cohort of the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders in the United States. Welcome to the show, TJ.
Thank you, Dr. Ojo Kalebwaka.
Thank you. Tiragalo Josephine Masibi is an academic librarian who is committed to ensuring universal access to information and knowledge for all. She collects, describes, and provides access to Botswana edited collections for the University of Botswana Library. She's involved in researches to investigate barriers to access to information, as well as disability and accessibility in libraries and information science. She's also concerned about issues of representation in archival collections and social justice. She won a scholarship to China for a month to study marketing, promotion and preservation of library materials in 2017. And she went to do this study in May-June 2018. She has chosen this work because she wishes to use the library to do social transformation in Botswana. She finds information and knowledge as a source of wealth and power. Welcome to the show, TJ.
Thank you once again.
As you heard earlier, we'd like to ask, can you add to that introduction?
Okay. Tiragalo Josephine Masibi, I normally identify as TJ.
Yes, ma'am.
Is very passionate about equity and social justice.
All right.
I am also a family person.
Okay.
I am child free, but I really love children.
Okay.
And currently in my family, I am the link between two generations.
All right.
My mother's generation, because I don't have parents, I'm an adult orphan.
All right.
And then I'm the one who also links my sisters and their children.
All right.
To the traditions and customs of my family, what I learned when my parents
were still alive. All right. So you're the link between the past, the present and the future.
Yes.
Okay. And it's exciting to have you on our show. I must apologize. I just took liberty. Having spent 5 weeks with you, just went ahead and started saying TJ. I know that Tiragalo Josephine Masibi.
Yeah.
But you don't mind me calling you TJ, do you?
No problem. TJ is my name.
Okay. Thank you very much. So the first question would be, can you talk a little bit about your civic engagement?
Okay. My work in civic engagement is about creating platforms in which people can access information in libraries efficiently and without barriers.
Okay.
I'm more focused on how to ensure that we have inclusive library services, looking at people with disabilities mostly. And my case or bone of contention is here.
Right.
When we open up libraries to everyone.
Okay.
We are ensuring that it is not only people with disabilities who benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, the whole nation benefits.
That's true.
Because disability may not be permanent. It may be temporary.
That's true.
And sometimes disabilities is not something that someone is born with.
That's true.
We just undergo a phase where now we need support.
Okay.
And if we don't have areas where people can freely access libraries and information, then it means we are denying these people the right to access to information.
That's
as well as the right to quality education which the library provides.
That's good. And as you said, equity and equality, those are two different things, but they're related.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to access, are you looking to do only people with physical disability, or is it all kinds of disabilities, I guess?
It is all kinds of disabilities.
Okay.
But then at the point where we are, we're still just struggling with just physical access into the library.
Okay.
Where, for example, we don't have barrier-free kind of entrances.
Into the library.
Into the library.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And when you, is it a universal problem in Botswana, or is it just something that the University of Botswana library deals with?
It is a universal problem in Botswana because there is no library within Botswana. We have 93 libraries across the country.
Okay.
Unfortunately, these 93 libraries have not got to a point where they offer inclusive librarianship.
Okay.
Yes.
So the lack of access is something that everybody that uses a library experiences across the country.
Everyone across the country experiences it.
So how are you going about making this change in addition to advocating for change?
Currently,
yes.
I'm an employee within the University of Botswana.
All right.
And I've decided that to use the University of Botswana as an opportunity to make change.
That's good.
To use the University of Botswana as the model pilot project that other libraries can learn from.
That's good.
The reason why I'm saying the University of Botswana can be the model pilot project is because it is the best resource library in the country.
Okay.
It is a library that other libraries have been using for benchmarking purposes.
Okay.
And it is also state funded.
All right.
It offers both public services as well as academic services to the public.
Okay.
So I'm hoping and wishing if we do model we modernize the library through removing barriers at the entrance by having, for example, automated universal access design entrances, by having assistive technology installed within the library, by ensuring that we have universal access design, the help desk, we'll be able to now, once we have done that, to use it for other libraries to copy and probably also learn how they can make their libraries more accessible.
Thank you very much. And so your fight for access is something that I think all of us can relate to, because as you rightfully said, disability is not always permanent. There are people with temporary disability. But we've been throwing around the word about Botswana, University of Botswana. Would you like to say a little bit more about the nation of Botswana? I know you Botswana people, or is it Matswana?
Botswana.
Is it Botswana? Yeah. Yes. The very proud people. So what can you tell us about Botswana?
Well, Botswana is a very beautiful country.
Okay.
It is very dry.
Mm-hmm.
The area that Botswana, the area of Botswana land area is around 225,000 square miles.
Okay.
581,000 kilometers.
All right.
And most of this land, unfortunately, 70% of it is a desert.
Desert, right.
So we are a very dry country, but we are very jolly people.
All right.
We are very welcoming.
Okay.
And Botswana is very secure.
Okay.
It is stable both economically and politically.
Right.
Unfortunately, our economy is only dependent on diamonds. We have not been able to diversify yet.
I know that.
Yeah.
But we have to give you credit. It's one of the best economies on the African continent.
Yes, it is one of the best economies and the fast-growing economies.
That's true.
Yes.
And it's one of those places that we will all love to visit.
Yes.
Okay. But coming back to your own work, I want to find out, as you continue your civic engagement, what are two qualities that you've come to realize are critical for every leader?
Every leader has to be visionary.
Okay.
You need to learn. Visionary, I mean being able to be futuristic.
Okay.
But at the same time, you should be able to look back mm-hmm. and learn from what has already been started.
That's good.
Look at the present, what is happening in the present,
mm-hmm.
and then project into the future what may happen and what may not happen.
Okay.
So as a leader, you alternate through three phases.
Okay.
The past, the mm-hmm. present, and the future. To right. ensure that the work that you do is mm-hmm. sustainable,
right.
it is also beneficial even to the coming generations,
okay.
as much as it is also building on the legacy of past efforts.
Okay.
That's the first one.
All right.
The second one is being resourcefulness.
Okay.
Being resourcefulness doesn't mean the leader has to know everything.
Everything.
It right. simply means being able to put together resources. Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. can be human resources where okay. you use human value to add to the projects that you are working on.
All right.
It is also to be open to other people's advice and mm-hmm. inputs,
right.
as well as ensuring that you don't do all the work.
Okay.
You allow other people to have platforms where they can also thrive
okay.
and even do a better job than you may have done it.
That's good. Thank yeah. you very much. So resourcefulness and being visionary.
Visionary.
So with the experience in the 6-week institute, how has that been? What are some of the takeaways that you have for that institute?
The 6 weeks that I've been here have been life-changing for me.
Okay.
They have been refreshing,
mm-hmm.
and they have given me new perspectives on how to approach the issue of leadership.
All right.
One of the things that I have really loved about this place is mm-hmm. I've been able to see
mm-hmm.
solutions to some of the problems that we have back home
right.
that I thought I could not solve on right. my own okay. or we are unable to solve.
Okay.
I have seen case studies from different perspectives,
okay.
from people working in government, from right. people working independently,
mm-hmm.
and where people are also working in public, private enterprises,
right. All right.
and how these interconnect to ensure mm-hmm. that there is civic engagement.
All right.
One of the problems that I had back home
mm-hmm.
is why we have non-profit making organizations
right.
that are not sustainable.
Okay.
Here I have learned and I have seen
mm-hmm.
that there are non-profit organizations that are thriving
right.
despite the fact that they do not have access to funding.
Right.
I realized that it is not more about resources.
Right.
Rather, it is about being creative
mm-hmm.
and also learning right. that money is not the solution to problems. So that is one of the biggest takeaways that I think I'm going to take back home.
All right. I'm yes. glad to hear that. And a final word on your experience in Athens, Georgia. I'm always insisting that I guess say something about Athens.
Wow. Athens is a very nice city.
Right.
It's very welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
I felt at home here. One yeah. of the things that really struck me
right.
was the warm reception that we have.
Right.
People on the streets greeting you. This mm-hmm. is not something that I expected.
All right.
Especially outside Africa.
Right.
Because my interactions with people from outside Africa,
right.
they're normally individualistic.
Right.
They're not warm.
Mm.
They just give you that sneak smile that I always say is yeah, fake.
Right.
But here I got warm smiles
right.
and a hello and mm-hmm. a good morning. How right. are you doing? Everything.
Right.
So great. I really loved this place because mm-hmm. I come from an oral society.
That's true.
We greet, we talk. Right. Even though we have internet and stuff, we still want to say hi
That's
to
true.
Someone.
That's
so
true.
I have loved the experience here.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Athens is a very welcoming city.
And it is.
I came and I stayed. But thank you very much. We really appreciate having you as a guest on our show.
Thank you very much. I'm also very honored to be part of the show.
Thank you. Dear listeners, we've been talking to Tiragalo Josephine Masibi, also known amongst the program fellows as TJ. She's been a guest on African Perspectives. TJ, for your listening pleasure, here is your compatriot, Odirile Vicento, popularly known as
VMAPZ. Wow.
We're going to play Dumalana featuring Dr. Tawanda.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Tumalana, tumalana, tumalana. Tumalana, tumalana, ra, tumalana, tumalana, tumalana,
tumalana,
tumalana, tumalana, ra, tumalana, tumalana,
tumalana,
tumalana, tumalana, tumalana, ra, tumalana, tumalana,
tumalana, tumalana,
tumalana, tumalana, tumalana, ra, tumalana, tumalana, tumalana,
tumelo,
tumalana, tumalana, ra, tumalana, tumalana.
Of Botswana's V. Mapizi with Dumalana as we round up our conversation with the second of our two guests on today's show. As we depart today, we would like to remind everyone that this Saturday, August 24 at 4 p.m. is the annual African Family Picnic. We hope you will endeavor to be there and bring something to grill and share. The welcome event for new Africanist students, staff, and faculty is a community-focused event open to all members of the Athens community with love for Africa and Africans. The 9th African Family Picnic will be taking place at Pavilion No. 1 of the Memorial Park, 298 Grand Ellen Drive, Athens, Georgia, on Saturday, August 24. The picnic will officially begin at 4 p.m., but folks are invited to arrive early to enjoy the pavilion. We're using this opportunity to invite all our listeners to this wonderful annual social event for the University of Georgia's Africanist community. The program will involve the students, staff, and faculty affiliated with the African Studies Institute, as well as members of the African Student Union, the African Graduate Student Forum, and other Africanists and members of the Athens community at large. Interestingly, the picnic in the past has featured Africanists from as far as Lawrenceville and Macon, Georgia. We're looking forward to seeing all of you, our listeners, on Saturday at 4 p.m. in Pavilion No. 1 of Memorial Park for the 9th Africa Family Picnic. Here is the music of Cote d'Ivoire's performer and pioneer of Sablaso music, Mayway, to remind us of the African Family Picnic coming up this Saturday. Enjoy.
Where the Bougnac? C'est la plaie de l'Afrique, tu vois. Écoute, mais oui, Jello Fix.
Ils ont le bougnaque. Ils ont le bougnaque.
Ils ont tout bouffé.
Ils ont tout déjà fait.
Ils ont le bougnaque.
Le l'ogbougnac des enfants de légende.
Où est notre gnac?
Ils ont l'ogbougnac.
Ils n'ont rien planté, ces mecs n'ont rien semé. Ils n'ont même pas sué, puis ils n'ont pas galéré. Mais sans revanche, ont tout récolté. Ils ont tout déterré. Ton oncle a tout fauché, ton grand frère a tout déché. Oui, c'est ça l'Afrique. Et oui, c'est ça leur fric. La politique excentrique, le pouvoir égocentrique. La dynastie du chic, le régime monarchique. Le monopole des briques pour entretenir le schmilblick. Le gnac, gnac, ils ont tout le bougnac. Ces mecs qui claquent et nous arnaquent, matraquent, nous donnent des grands coups patatrac. Ils ont des Cadillacs, des Pontiacs, des Santiacs, ouais. Ces mecs vivent comme des maniaques.
Ils ont le bougnac.
Notre bougnac.
Le bougnac des enfants de légende.
Les bougnacs de légende.
Ils ont tout badouo.
Ils ont tout badouo.
Ils ont tout boudouo.
Ils ont tout boudouo.
Ils ont tout boudouo.
On a travaillé la terre du père et du grand-père. Terre de l'arrière-grand-père, le lieu sacré de nos grands-mères. De génération en génération, on a vécu dans la misère. Au profit des gens, ceux qui ignorent la vie en chair. Oui, ça craint, nous sommes dans le pétrin, tout le monde indien fixe. Pourquoi tant pépin pour ceux qui travaillent sans fin? On a faim, on n'a rien, puis c'est manche notre train-train. Nous avons planté des grains, donnez-nous notre vin. Vous n'avez rien planté, les mecs, vous n'avez rien semé. Vous n'avez pas sué, puis vous n'avez pas galéré. Vous avez tout récolté, vous avez tout déterré. Vous avez tout fauché, ensuite vos fils ont tout déché.
C'est grave.
C'est grave, mec.
Afrique, renonçant à la politique du grand fric. Ce n'est plus de la politique, c'est de la polyfric. La corruption, la manipulation, c'est satanique. Le fric nous pousse à tous les vices, ça c'est merdique. Oh mon Dieu, pourquoi tant de justice sur cette terre? L'Afrique s'enfonce de plus en plus dans la misère militaire. Les guérillas, les génocides, ça c'est l'enfer. Ce sont les conséquences d'une politique amère. Oui, je sais que ce titre sera censuré. J'en suis persuadé parce qu'ils ne veulent pas changer. C'est pas ma faute si vos bêtises m'ont inspiré. Croyez-moi, ma musique ne sera jamais baïonnée.
Ils ont le bougnac.
Le bougnac.
Le bougnac des enfants de légende. Ils ont tout magao.
Ils ont tout maga.
Ils ont tout dabao.
Ils ont tout daba.
Ils ont tout badouo.
Ils ont tout daba.
Ils ont tout boudouo. Ils ont tout déché.
Tout déché, chéri.
Ils ont tout caillé.
Ils ont tout caillé.
Le bougnac des enfants de légende.
Ils
ont tout caillé.
Today we celebrate students settling back to school after the summer across our listening area, especially UGA students starting classes this week. And we look forward to all our listeners joining us for the Memorial Park African Family Picnic on August 24. For now, we thank our two guests on today's show, Benedito Katumbela from Angola and Tiragalo Josephine Masibi from Botswana, for being with us on the show and for being great ambassadors for their respective nations in the U.S., Benedito and Tiragalo are members of the cohort of 25 fellows participating or who participated in the 2019 UGA Mandela Washington Fellowship Civic Engagement Institute. Finally, on behalf of my colleagues working with me to bring you African perspectives, Mr. Michael Cardin and Ms. Anna Silva, we thank you for tuning in. For the 25 Mandela Washington Fellows participating in the 6-week Civic Engagement Leadership Institute at UGA, for the great people and government of the nations of Angola and Botswana, represented at UGA by Benedito Katumbela and Tiragalo Josephine Masibi, respectively, And for you, our dear listeners, long-time listeners, especially those of you who have been tuning in weekly for the last 23 years, we thank God for Africa and Africans. Whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on Athens Classic Station, WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akinloye Ojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. We hope you've enjoyed our conversations with Benedito Katumbela from Angola and Tiragalo Josephine Masibi from Botswana, our sixth and penultimate pair of Mandela Washington Fellows on our show. We hope you've enjoyed the conversations. If so, tune in next week for our last set of Mandela Washington Fellows from Guinea and Zambia on another edition of African Perspectives. Until then, I say Odigba, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifo, Kambe, Subonana, Tiwanesa, Oriti, Denawalu, and so long.